Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 5 February 2025. Welcome to this broadcast. We're so glad you're with us. And folks, I sincerely mean that. I don't just say that flippantly. I really mean that. It's an honor and a blessing and to have you folks there with us. And some of the letters you write to us and comments you send to us are very humbling and uplifting at the same time. Thank you for being there for us. And I mean that. Now, tomorrow being Thursday, if everything goes right, we'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern to take your phone calls for whatever reason. Place an order, ask questions, just want to talk to me a little bit. Gets a little busy. I mean, I get to talk a long time, but I do want to hear from you. That's what we're here for. We're here to share with each other. We're here to talk to each other, encourage one another. So tomorrow, call us in the office if you want to place order for the four flags I'm offering, the Christian flag, the colonial flag, the Confederate battle flag, which is a Christian flag in itself. Don't tread on me. All four flags, 3 to 5 flags, $34.95 delivered price. And the article, 29 pages long, on exposing the truth behind Pearl Harbor. Now, folks, if you don't know the basics of something that happened that many years ago, that's such a huge deal to get us into a world war, you don't have any idea how we've been deceived in the Vietnam and Korea and the Middle East, all those. This is available. $10 delivered, 29 pages, okay? You get the flags and article both $44.95, both of them delivered. I said that includes shipping and everything. But they're available. And if everything goes right, we're going to try to have church Saturday morning in person. I hope you can join us live, 10:30 a.m. Eastern. I go on to PastorButch.com and click on Rumble. There will be 10:30 a.m. Eastern. Now, if you can't listen on the internet, you can call 339-209-5013 to listen on the phone. 339-209-5013. We want you to join us, folks. That's why we have these same connections. And Phil's doing his best right now to update his service. For internet, we live out in the country. We don't have the best. But now the Frontier is trying to get a boost up some. Phil's trying to sign up for it ASAP to give you better quality streaming. Living in a country out in the boonies, so to speak, has advantages. But it has disadvantages also when it comes to a lot of things. But I think I'll stay here anyway. Technology, I guess, is important, but I like being in the country. So nonetheless, we'll be available this week. This Saturday, Lord willing, for church. Come and join us if you can. And we're going to talk a little bit to Jane McCanny, Professor Jane McCanny, about his brand new pricing on these water filters. And folks, this will be on our website any day now. The price will be up there hopefully by tomorrow. I just sent him in to our webmaster today. But he got new pricing, excellent deals on these water filters. Now, I want to say this. I sold Berkey water filters to this ministry for many years, and I was thrilled to have them. They were good to me. They're excellent filters. I still have the Crown Berkey in my home, but now I have James's filters in because the Berkey's finally wore out. But Berkey water filters, I have no complaints against them. But they got hard to get. I couldn't get them. I couldn't maintain the. You have to keep a certain level of sales to keep your dealership. I couldn't do it because we'd order them. They were back ordered, so we couldn't get them. So anyway, James stepped up, said, "I got a filter. I think it'll work for you." And folks, after using them, reading about them, and talking to James, they're better than the Berkey filters in many ways. For example, it takes one to do what it takes three or four of the Berkeys to do. And the price is so much better already. Now that they're even reduced even more, you're going to want to listen to what he has to say. And if you have any stainless steel Berkey filter, James's filters will fit him. And if you don't have a filter, he'll send you directions on how to make a water filter. Now, I know this may sound silly in this stage of the game. I mean, the world's going to hell in a handbasket. And I wish we had more time to discuss things tonight. We're going to do something different for the bomb of the air. Bomb of the air, we're going to take phone calls. I'm going to share with you my prayer request. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your testimonies. Tonight's program at the last half hour is going to be different than a program done in a long, long time. I want to talk to you about what our Father's done for you and your prayer request that you want to bring before the people. No matter what it is, for somebody's salvation, maybe your healing, whatever it is, folks, I want us to have church tonight a little bit on the radio. All right? So I want you to join us, Bomb the Hour. Now, we're going to go to our guest, Professor James McCanny, going to discuss what he's doing with his water filters. And, James, for the new listeners, come on in, tell them who you are and what you do.
Thank you. Thanks, Pastor. And I hope some of the people out there may have heard me before. If not, my water filter company, JMCC Water Filters, I've been in business for 25 years, and I sold many different varieties of water filters over the years, but over the last probably 8 to 10 years, I've had my own product line, and it has developed to the point now where these are really the best in the world. I don't find any filters that are better than these at all. And I've got the pricing down so they're really reasonable. So in this past week, I added another variation of the gravity water filters. So you can buy a 4-pack, an 8-pack, or a 12-pack now. The 12-packs are available. And I'm finding people really like that because they get $100 off the unit price on a 12-pack. And so normally they would be like $600 for a 12-pack. And right now that's $100 off. It's actually more than $100 off. It's $107 off. So $490 for a 12-pack. And you get another 5% off of that with when you order through Pastor Butch's phone number. So it's really a good deal. And then the 8-packs are $378, and once again, you get a 5% discount if you order, call up Pastor's phone number there and order through them, or I think they accept checks also in the mail. And then the 4-packs are normally $199, and you can get $10 off that, once again, by calling Pastor's office there. So you can get a 4-pack, an 8-pack, or a 12-pack. And the 12-pack is the most economical. The other good news is that these filters are a little different than maybe filters you're used to. The normal filters that you may have used stick up into the upper container. My filters hang down in the bottom container, and there's a reason for that. When if you have a filter that sticks up in the upper container, then what happens as the water level drops down, the top of the filter isn't doing anything anymore. So most of your water gets filtered through the bottom 2 inches of that filter. It's really, just from the get-go, it's not a good design. So my filters hang down into the lower chamber. They're designed to be in water, and all of the water goes through all of the filter all of the time. So it's the price is very good. The other thing is these filters are very fast. Your Berkey-style filter with, say, 2 gallons in it will filter in about an hour. So there's no more drip, drip, drip. It's a, it actually flows through the filter. So it's all the way around, it's a good deal.
Okay. And by the way, James, tell the people a little bit about your background. I know we have new listeners. Tell me about your background and how you get involved in this.
Well, actually, my degree, I have an advanced physics degree. I have a nuclear and solid-state physics, so I'm basically a nuclear physicist. I've worked in space science, mathematics. I've worked in industry for 25 years in the telecommunications industry as a engineer, an electrical engineer. And so I have a lot of background in a lot of different areas, but I started in the water filter business around the year 2000 because I have a radio show. It airs, would be like tomorrow night, every Thursday evening out of Nashville, Tennessee, WWCR, and called the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroads. And I've had that radio show for 25 years now, but it started out, the sale of the water filters was paying for the airtime. And so anyway, that's how I got going. And then eventually I sold various different makes and models of filters and finally developed my own mark and my own brand of filters. And so that's what I'm selling now. So I made a lot of improvements over the years on what exists out there in the field in terms of water filters. We also sell a whole house water filter if people are interested in that. Pastor, you could sell those too if people are interested. It filters
sure.
the water for the entire house. So hot and cold water in the house is filtered. So if people have questions about that, want more information, we can certainly get them that information and then put the order through you again.
Okay. And folks, you do that, you save 5%. That does help us pay our bills here. I don't have to tell you, James knows this. Finances are tight for everybody. And we all know, I think most of us feel that already. I mean, my goodness. I guess you heard that Waffle House is charging 50 cents surcharge, James, on eggs in a restaurant. 50 cents per egg.
Ooh.
Surcharge. Yes, yes. And somebody stole 100,000 eggs from a, a natural chicken farm. 100,000 eggs valued at $40,000. They stole.
Oh.
So this, yeah, folks, money is tight. And we're not going to start into discussion it all night. But that's when, so that's why we're doing our best. James doing his best to get the price down. Well, you can't afford a water filter. Matter of fact, I don't think you can afford to be without a water filter. Hopefully, you'll never need it for any dire emergencies, but for whatever the reason it may be, I filter all of our water coming through our home before we drink and use it. I do, because I don't know what, you know, our water systems are pretty pure here in the mountains, but I prefer having something I know is pure. And James, what does your water filters take out of the water? What do they do that most water filters don't do?
Well, these filters are a two-stage filter, which most filters are not. They're not even a filter. They're an absorber. If it's a black carbon material, it's an absorber. But my filters, it's a two-stage filter. The first stage is a physical filter, and that removes particulate matter, sediment, et cetera, down to about 0.1 microns. So that's really, really small. That's about the size of a bacteria. And so cysts or bacteria like that, or any material that might be in the water, physical material, gets filtered out in stage one. Stage two is a medium, so when the water flows through there, it traps the chemicals, the toxins that are in solution in the water. So these are at the chemical level, at the molecular level, removing, and so that includes chemicals, farm runoff chemicals, glyphosate, which is Roundup, chlorine that they put in the water, and fluoride and arsenic, and a very long list of chemicals that it removes from the water. So in terms of water, filtration is never perfect. It's always a percentage. But what you want to do is get the majority of that out of the water so you're drinking relatively clean water. And it also, these filters let the minerals go through. So you're not demineralizing your water, because you need minerals in your water. That's part of your diet, to have a good diet. And so these are what you call a broad spectrum water filter. So they remove the broadest spectrum of toxins from the water.
And how long take you to develop these? I mean, did you do these personally?
It took quite a while. The big filters are the same. There's a little bit of physical difference in the way they're put together. But the big filters for the whole house water filter are the same as the little ones in terms of the stage one being it's called ultra fiber. It's a very fine, small fiber that's woven together to give you that stage one filter. And then the medium is a medium that is built up from various solid materials that are known to filter certain things out of the water. So it's a combination of all of that and then put into a form factor. And then the thing that I always had problems with before when I was selling somebody else's product is I never could grow. I could never meet the demand. And so what I did is I developed a process to mass produce these so I can mass produce them and meet larger demands. And that's what's going on. Plus, they don't break. A lot of the filters would break apart, or if they froze in the winter time, they would break. And so these filters are not going to break. Well, you could hit them on the table. They're really solid. So many things went into this. A lot of little things that you might not notice, but they will store for a long time. So if you buy a dozen and you keep them for 10 years, they're still going to be like new in 10 years. They don't go bad or they don't age.
And how many filters does it take to filter the water?
Well, yeah, I'm glad you asked that, because with these filters, you only use one. And it's a high flow rate. So instead of using two or four filters, like you may have been using previously, you only use one of these, because one filter will filter that 2 gallon gravity filter. It'll filter that 2 gallons in about an hour.
Wow. One filter. Now, if you buy a 12 pack, and that one filter do about, is that, am I right, about 5,000 gallon with one filter? Is that about right?
Well, no, we rate them at 1,000 gallons.
Oh, I'm sorry, 1,000. Okay, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Right, yes, 1,000 gallons, but one filter. Remember, you only have to use one. But imagine that you use that Berkey style filter container over the course of a day. Say you use 2 gallons, then that would be 500 refills or 500 days, about a year and a half. So you could, one of these filters is going to last about a year and a half. If you're using two per day, if you're going through two of those canisters per day of water, then it's going to last about maybe 9 months. So it's really economical.
So a 12 pack will last a long time.
Yeah. Right. But what people are doing is they store up, plus they get the big discount. You don't get much discount if you buy the 4 or 8 pack. You get a really nice discount if you buy the 12 pack. And that when I put it up there, I thought, you know, gee, that's a lot of money, $490. But it turns out that most people are buying that now instead of the 4 or 8 pack. And so it surprised me. But then there's people out there that I had a couple from Wisconsin call one time, and they were saving for 2 months just to buy a 4-pack. So you get everybody, you know, everybody's covered by one of these options.
Wow. And folks, I mean, what can I say? And the price is right. I mean, you can buy 4, 8, or 12, whatever you can afford to do, but it's going to do you a long time.
Yeah.
There's just so much more economical than anything I've ever seen, and they do a better job than any filter they've ever used. And again, I'm not downing the one I sold for years. I was tickled to have it and used it myself. But this is just a far better model developed by James himself. He knows what's in it and how they work. So, again, they're available tomorrow. You can call the office at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Chris will be here. She'll have the information about the filters. You can ask her the prices. We'll ship them right out to you. Have them shipped out to you. James ships them himself. All you have to do is call tomorrow and ask about them. And James, when you built these filters, how long did it take you to design these things and put them together?
Well, it was a process. It took a while to, let me put it this way. There were a lot of false starts. There were a lot of trial and error, and then finally got it so that they worked properly, that they had all the things that you need to market a product like this and sell them in high quantities and be confident that when they go out there, people are going to be happy.
Well, you know, I'm just honored that you took time to do that. And why did you, with all the knowledge you have, why did you decide to build a better water filter of all things?
Well, like I say, before I couldn't grow. And you were talking about you couldn't get the Berkey filters.
Right.
And that's the same with all these suppliers. They just can't supply the quantity that you need to grow and have a business. They're always sending the orders late and, you know, like up to 2 months late for an order. And I thought, no, this is crazy. I can't do this. So I needed a product that I had in stock and, and I could mass produce them. So these are in stock. They're ready to ship. When you put in your order, they get shipped out the next day. And so the customer gets them right away. It's, a lot of things happen here that a lot of other water filter companies can't match.
Well, I do know that supply and demand is a big deal, but your prices, again, are phenomenal. Folks, again, tomorrow in Caution Office at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Tour the water filters or anything else you want to. If you just want to say, just want to take time, say hi to us. But we're doing our best to bring you the best quality products, absolutely the best price we can. And I know James McCanney very well. Never got to meet him in person, but talked to him many times on the phone and on the radio. He's doing his best to keep the prices where you can afford them. This is the lowest prices I've ever seen on these filters. Now's the time to get them while you can. And all you have to do is ask. And if you have any questions, we'll do our best to answer. If not, we'll get you an email for James. Something here, you can email him and talk to him about them. And James, if people want to ask you any questions, what's the best way to contact you?
Well, just call you and then pass the questions on. That's the best way to, and then the other thing I was going to say, you have had quite a success selling the water filter where it's the make your own. You mentioned it earlier.
Oh, yes.
And so we will send you the 4 or 8 pack of filter elements along with a stainless steel spigot. And so then you go out and buy your own containers, and we have instructions how to drill the holes, just a couple holes you have to drill. And that's easy. You can do that with most, like a drill at home, and make your own water filter. People do that if they got for the camp or the up at the cabin or even in the house, or for travel. People have made great big ones. I had a guy one time who made a 50-gallon filter, and he used just 2 of these filters because they could filter that 50 gallons in one day and with just a couple of these filters. So people have had many different ideas, but you can make your own. That's an option, too, if you don't already have a stainless steel container.
That's a great
option. And if people don't have a stainless steel container, go on to eBay, and you can buy one. Probably pretty cheap, and get the stainless steel container, and then all you need are the filter elements to finish it off.
So the containers are readily available online normally.
Yeah. You can get them used on eBay. There's usually some for sale there, or Craigslist. People are selling them, and it's just the container. And it's stainless steel, so there's nothing wrong with it. You just wash it up, and it's good to go. And then buy the filter elements for me, and you've got a water filter at a pretty good price.
Wow, that's good to know. That's good to know because I never even thought about that. Okay, folks, you heard what he's saying, and they're available. All you have to do is call us tomorrow and ask about them. we have them for you. I'm going to turn James loose in a few minutes. You folks start getting your prayer requests ready, and I mean that seriously. Tonight is a serious broadcast as far as trying to get people to understand that prayer is important in the personal lives. So I want you to feel free to call at the bottom of the hour and give us your prayer request. We're going to pray for everybody at one time towards the end of the program. I do take this very seriously. But 844-769-2944. James, we're down about the last minute or so, minute and a half. I'm going to let you kind of wrap it up and tell them what you want to tell them.
Okay, well, the biggest thing to know is that no matter where you live today, the water is really bad, and unfortunately in the United States. I have access to databases of testing, water testing, and a lot of people go to the municipal water company and they say, what's the water like? And they say, oh, we meet federal standards. Well, that's, 25 years ago, federal standards. And so, anyway, that's what I would say.
Okay. All right, folks, we've done the best we could tonight to bring the news to you, and I let you understand what's available with these. I can't tell you how important it is, how to emphasize how important it is if you have a water filter. Everybody needs water. You can't live without water more than a few days. And if you're in some kind of natural disaster or man-made natural disaster or whoever knows what else could happen, you're going to need water, period. Don't do without where you can purchase something so inexpensive that will get you through a jam. And one more quick question, James. Are these filters able to filter rainwater or creek water? Still there, James? Is he gone? I guess James dropped off already. I didn't even go that quite that quick. But anyway, the phone lines will be open right now.
I had a difficulty here.
Okay, are these filters, are they good enough to filter rainwater and creek water and different things?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So long as you have a source of water, you got water.
Yeah, absolutely, or stream water, whatever. You just want to get any big sediment out of it before you put it through the filter. But absolutely, rainwater or well water, people use them all the time.
Just run it through a cheesecloth or something first, get the chunks out of it, then run it through the filter. Okay. Makes perfect sense to me. Folks, again, it's available. All you have to do tomorrow is call and ask for them at 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. And Jane McCanny, thanks for joining us tonight. And we'll do our best to promote these and get them out to the people. And thank you for being there and caring for the people like you do and always being there for us. Thank you, Jane.
Well, not a problem. I'm glad to be here.
All right. Talk
to you
soon.
Everybody well.
Okay. Folks, after the break, we'll start taking phone calls, pray requests. Let's fill the lines up. 4769-2944. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Heard. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Heard Road, Netty, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Heard Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back and phone lines are open, and I expect this evening here in full. I really do. It's something I've never done before. I can remember. But next month will be 32 years. So I may have done it in the past, just don't remember. It's 844-769-2944. They say a prayer request. And this, I mean, our praise reports. God, the Bible tells us that God inhabits the praise of his people. Just thank him, praise him for his blessings. And then bring our petitions before him that he may hear our prayers and be glorified in us by answering our prayers. We're going to start with our brother Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. Welcome. Hello, Daryl.
It's hard to hear you, old fella.
Well, here I is.
So anyway, the first couple are all PAUGH, P-A-U-G-H, Pastor Butch's family. So please pray for Dylan PAUGH. He's got skin grafts coming, and they're very painful. So please pray for Dylan PAUGH and for Ryan PAUGH, because he saw his brother on fire, which is a very traumatic event. So please pray for Dylan and Ryan, the grandsons of Pastor Butch and Marcia Jean. Please pray for Sandy Early. She has a horrible problem with adrenal glands that shut her down almost completely in her body. And please pray for Joe Cannon for his aneurysm. For Pastor Mike Hoggard out in Festus, Missouri, he's got cellulosis in his leg. A couple years ago, he got electrocuted so badly that a couple of his spinal parts got fused together. That's how much electricity went through Pastor Mike Hoggard's cellulosis in his leg. For Call to Decision Ministry, please pray for guidance for Pastor Butch so he knows what direction to take Call to Decision and how fast and slow to take it there. Please, for my friend Jim Krug, he's got skin cancer. You may think skin cancer, prostate cancer, any cancer is bad news if you've been told you have cancer. My friend, my prayer partner, Curtis Kalmbach, here in Pennsylvania, he's got prostate cancer. And Phil Hudock, I want you to pray for him. He's got a situation with his mother, a salvation issue in that, and Phil's got physical problems, so super healing for Phil Hudock and super
and
help.
And by the way, Daryl, Phil's mom passed away a couple of days ago.
Aw.
Yeah,
well,
did.
Please pray for Phil and Lynn for peace of mind about the passing away. And my another prayer partner of mine here in Pennsylvania, Steve Wallace, is very ill. So please, please pray for Steve Wallace. And Pastor Butch, thank you for Call to Decision. Thank you for your courage and thank you for your faithfulness. I love you, brother. And please pray for guidance for Pastor Butch Paw and for his brother, Dick Richard. He's got ribs problems. So please pray for Richard Paw. Pastor Butch, thank you for being there.
Oh, thank you, Daryl. Been there for so many years. Thank you. And, folks, yeah, I will mention again that Phil's mom did pass away. He thinks he had a chance to reach her with another witness. Let's pray that he did. My brother, as far as he is gaining some ground, he's seen a pain specialist today. They think they can help him. And as he mentioned, my grandson, Dylan called us last night, me and his mamaw, for the first time, called and talked a little bit. He's still weak. But he called and talked to us. He wants us to come and see him. We're going to try to do that as soon as we possibly can. So, yeah, thank you for hearing all the prayer requests from our side. And I do ask for direction in for this ministry, folks, if you don't mind. Sometimes it can be it's a wonderful thing. It's a blessing to serve. But sometimes I have to admit it gets a little heavy. A lot of decisions have to be made. I try to pray him through and do the right thing. But thank you for your prayers for that. But anyway, let's go to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Thank you, Butch, for taking my call. I do have a prayer request, but I want to mention something real quick about the new filters. I've been using them. I'm happy with them. I'm glad I have gotten them. But I had found out one problem with our water here has, I don't know, something in it, and it plugs the filters up. So I had to leave it sit overnight in a 3-gallon bucket.
Yeah, okay.
So
yeah, get
it. It settles down.
Yes.
Okay. My prayer request is for me. You know, I always pray for other people. I ask God to take care of other people's needs. But I never pray for myself, which is probably not a good thing always. But just keep me in prayers, like Daryl said, some aneurysm, and also keep Daryl in everybody's prayers because he's had a stroke. And he's doing the best he can. But, you know, I've been in and out of the doctor's here the last couple of weeks with swelling legs. Been doing the water pill thing, and when I'm done with the water pill, the legs just swell back up. So they're thinking I might be having some heart problems. That was But just keep me in your prayers for that. And,
of course.
And, Butch, you're always in our prayers every day.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Okay. So that's just what I wanted to mention.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling. I hope to see you Saturday morning.
Well, I hope we don't get rained out or iced out.
There you go. Hopefully I'll see you Saturday morning. Lord willing, we're going to try to be there this time.
Oh, I hope so, too. I'm looking forward to it.
And you be sure and tell Jenny about it.
She already let me know that she's not going to be here. She's going to be out of town.
Okay.
She's got some classes that she's going to.
Okay. All righty. Well, hopefully I'll see you Saturday, Joe. Thanks for calling in.
No, thank you. Take care. God bless.
Appreciate it very much. Folks, lines are open. I can't believe they're quiet. 844-769-2944. Do you believe in prayer? Do you believe there's a God on the throne that's still in charge? With all the insanity going on around us, in the national lives, or worldwide situations, and even our personal lives, sometimes it seems like things are insane. Things happen to understand, like my grandson and what happened to him, both of them, actually. I don't understand why things happen. They happen. It's life. And that's why we need our Father with us and our Savior with us. That's why we need faith in them and the power of the Holy Spirit and understanding His Word and knowing, having faith in who He is. Nothing's going to happen outside of His sovereign will, because He will see that those things work to our good, as Romans 8:28 promises, if we trust Him and love Him. If we obey Him and part of His family, part of the called out ones for His glory, all things work together for our good. I don't always understand that. I don't. In my own life, I've had things happen that it was hard, really hard, physically and other ways to get through, mentally and spiritually. But it's okay. When I come out of it, I was strong on the other end. No, folks, you're not listening to a perfect man here. Anybody gets on the radio and says that they're walking so close to Christ, they're just almost like Him, they're lying to you. I won't be like Him, but I'll never get perfect in this body, in this flesh. Paul couldn't, and I certainly won't. And so I want you to know that I'm here, though, to take your calls right now and take the prayer at the last part of the hour, to ask our Father to bless and to guide and to heal and to touch. I know He can do that. My brother called me sometimes when he's going through such severe pain, he's in tears, sometimes 3, 4, 5 times a day for prayer on the phone. And I promise you, every time he did, we had prayer, and the pain eased enough that he could at least go to sleep. I'm telling you the truth. If we have church there and he gets there to make it, he'll be testifying that fact. But this is who we are. We're the body of Christ. You're my brothers and sisters. If you're out there tonight and you want to have a prayer request, you don't call in. It's not my fault, because we're certainly offering all the time we can do that. Let's go to our sister Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Well, good evening, Pastor, and God bless.
Good evening.
We'll be praying for the whole Call Decision family, and we keep our strength in God, and we keep getting closer and closer to Him. And then if we could pray for Pastor Benjamin Faircloth down in Texas. He's in intensive care with some kind of respiratory thing. Yeah, he's in bad shape. Steve Quill keeps us updated on him. And then Stuart Best, he just got out of the hospital. So there's two of our people that we listen to.
How's Stuart doing? I haven't talked to Stuart for years. How's he doing?
He's out of the hospital, but I don't think he's doing the show yet. Yeah, he was another one that was in intensive care. And all these people are getting ill, and it sounds like it starts as a respiratory thing and just keeps getting worse. I know a couple of weeks ago, Benjamin Faircloth was hoarse, really, really hoarse on his Sunday church service. He could hardly talk. And next thing you know, he's in intensive care in the hospital. So watch these colds, guys.
If you have their contact information for both of them, I'd like to call them, encourage them. If you send me the information, email to them or call me tomorrow and get to them in the office.
Yeah. Steve Quayle?
Oh, I know Steve. Yeah, I never talked to him. I know
who he is.
Yeah,
call him. Steve Quayle's in touch with Pastor Faircloth's wife, so he can get you directly to her. And I'll get what information I have for Stuart, and I'll send you contact information off the Internet for Pastor Faircloth, of course.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Jan. Thank you.
Yeah, there's quite a few of them that are getting this. I don't know what it is. Respiratory thing. And
It could be that new fog everybody's running into that's causing all these problems. I may sound really weird, but there's a new type of fog out there. I say a man-made fog make people very sick. Now, that's not... go to geowatch. I forgot the website.
Geoengineering
Geo,
Watch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go say that again, please.
Geoengineering Watch. I think it's .com, isn't it?
Yes. I believe it is. Either way, or .org. Yeah. They'll tell you all about that.
Yeah. And this bird flu, I want to ask everybody out there, how many dead birds have you seen in the wild? Anybody see any inordinate amount of dead birds or the predators of birds out there in the country?
I haven't, but no.
Everybody I asked is, I know. They said, why, where's this bird food? epidemic coming from.
Well, it's killing all of our chickens because price of eggs, and we got to get the price of eggs up. So killing our chickens, killing our ducks, and our turkeys, now it's getting into cattle. Golly.
Yeah. So where is it coming from if nothing in the wild is dying?
I agree. It's really weird. Really weird. Anything else, Jan?
No, but this is about prayer requests, and if we can add those two to the prayer list,
okay.
That would be much appreciated. And everyone, please be careful. If you get a cold or whatever, treat it right away. You know, don't fool around with it. Just treat it right away and keep an eye on it.
Thank you, sis. I appreciate it. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, let's stay with the ladies. Let's talk to Kathy in Indiana. Kathy, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch. Bless your heart. And thank you so much for the program, as usual, and also for your guests and the news that you report, because it's really way better than anywhere, for being able to contact people and help them and find ways to help them when they need help, like with Jake Lang last night.
Yes.
That was wonderful. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to send and help them out however we can. So prayer is for all God's children right now to be strengthened in every possible way, stronger witness, increase in trust, understanding, trusting Him, be strengthened in keeping our minds on Him always, in
Amen.
Drawing near to Him. Because all of us, everyone, those of us that listen to this program and get with other people who love the Lord as well. Everybody's dealing with things now, and there's always going to be trials, tribulations, and hardships. We've got all got a variety of different illnesses, financial troubles, fears, family troubles, difficulties, having enough things that we think we might need in the flesh, but always we need to stay in trust of the Lord. So I just pray for everyone that's listening and those that aren't able to listen right now or don't know, that we would all be strengthened in knowing that no matter how many difficulties or what they are, the answer is always the same. It is always draw near to Jesus Christ. Bow
Amen.
Down to Him
Amen.
In your
Amen.
Heart and trust Him and love Him and choose with the free will He gave us, choose to do what is His will. And even when it seems very strange to say, not my will but thine, Lord, that we all know to do that when things look ridiculous and difficult
Amen.
And beyond repair. Not my will, but yours, Lord, and I trust you, period, and go forth from that time on. And I thank all of you very much.
You're welcome, Kathy. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. And, folks, we got lines open, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. You probably notice my voice getting a little rough. I've got some kind of little bug myself, so we're trying to handle that and get through this, too. That's just part of living in this world, folks. The body gets down sometimes. The flesh will not live forever, that's for sure. If you wouldn't mind praying that I don't lose my voice before we get through Trevin Church Saturday, that'd be great. But 844-769-2944. Now, I want your prayer request. I may not remember all the names mentioned, but our Father's marking them down right now. At the end of this broadcast, we're going to go to the throne of grace together. You know, one of the greatest privileges and honors about being on this side of the cross and being washed by the blood of the Lamb, saved by His grace, and filled with His Spirit. You know what one of the best privileges and honors that there is? We can go to the throne, the Holy of Holies. We don't have to go through a high priest now except Christ. We don't have to go behind the temple veil that's been ripped, that's been torn asunder. We can walk into the presence of our Father in heaven in the name of Jesus. our new high priest. And through his blood and by his grace and his righteousness, we can approach the throne and make our prayers and petitions known to our Father. He hears our prayers. Not because we're special. No, not even. But because he knows who what his son has done for us. We're his adopted children through the blood of Christ. So our goodness is a filthy rags. The Christ's grace and righteousness that's been imputed to us makes us worthy to go into the Holy of Holies in the presence of Almighty God and bring our petitions before him and ask for healings and guidance. So that is an honor and a privilege that you can't even, I can't begin to understand. But it's really there and it's real. Well, let's go talk to another lady. Let's talk to Mary in Michigan. Mary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor.
Hello. Are you a first-time caller?
Are you familiar what a targeted individual is?
Oh, yes. I've heard of it. Yes, I am.
Well, I'm a targeted individual. My husband passed away 24 years ago, and I became a target right after that. And I'm still targeted to this day.
And why do you think it is? And why do you think that is?
I think it's a state stealing, is what I think.
Okay.
I used to do internet radio shows about targets, and I had a lot of widows contact me, and they said that they became targeted right after they had lost their spouse. And it's wearing on me. 24 years, it's really wearing on me. And it's affecting my health. I'm trying to be strong. I'm trying to rely on the Lord. I have drawn very close to him, and I pray every day. But I just don't know how much longer I can take this.
Well, I will tell you this, Mary, and I've never been in your situation, but I know his grace is sufficient. When you get off the air, I want you to get your Bible out and read Romans 8:28 really slowly and pick up every word in that verse. Romans 8:28, read that very slowly. Over and over again, let it sink into your heart, into your soul. And understand that's a promise given to us. I can't tell you why things happen, and I know we all have limitations, and our Father knows our limitations. I mean, even our Savior sweat drops of blood in the garden with the burden he had, with what he had to go through. But he has strength in his Father and faith in him, and we can do the same thing. Read Romans 8:28, Mary, and keep that in mind as you're going through these situations. And we'll definitely have prayer for you, man. Would that be good?
Yes, thank you so much. And I just want to let you know that when I was doing my internet radio, I did interview Deborah Tavares.
Uh-huh.
And she also is targeted.
Yes.
So, you know, we could keep her in her protection in our prayers. But what she talks about, the microwaves, is absolutely true, because I have been microwaved and I've had 3 animals killed.
Oh, wow. All right, sweetheart. We'll remember that in prayer, and we will. And thank you for calling and having the love to show that you have for Deborah and having faith in our Father to ask for prayer requests. Thank you, Mary, for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor.
Talk to you soon. Well, folks, I think we're going to go to prayer now. And all the names that you heard mentioned, pray with me, please. Our Heavenly Father, come before you this evening with praise in our hearts for your mercy, your grace, your kindness, your love, for your patience, your understanding that we've all gotten because of what your son went through on the cross, that he suffered in every way that we can suffer, was tempted in every way that we can be tempted, yet without sin. He did something, Father, we couldn't do. He brought a perfect sacrifice before the altar that would stand for eternity. His blood will never lose its power. His grace will never diminish. For those that love you, Father, that we know we live in the grace and the mercies of what your son has done for us. And Father, in his name tonight, I come before you. In his precious name, the name of Jesus Christ, my Savior, my Lord, my Master. Father, you heard the prayer request, all those spoken. I'm not even going to begin this now. I'll miss names. I know I will. But Father, you know the need, even for Mary and what she's going through, and Deborah, but all the ones that Daryl mentioned, and Joe mentioned for himself, and for Jan and Kathy, and all of them. Lord, you heard the prayer request. And those that didn't call in, who have needs, maybe they're too shy, I don't know. But Father, you know every heart and mind out there in life that's listened to this program, whether it's now or recorded over the weekend, all over the Northeast, thanks to ACN and Tom Reed. Father, praise you. We want to praise you again for your mercy and your kindness. In the name of Jesus, please hear these prayers. I know those that called in will give you all the glory, Father, because we all know where it all comes from. All goodness comes from you. Help us, Father, to walk in your way and your will and be glorified in us. Help us, Father, to say the right words and say them in love, but yet with the strength of faith and conviction that you've given us through Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, again for being with us tonight. I praise you, Almighty God, in the name of our Savior and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, folks, I don't know what you all think about that, but I know the Lord heard that prayer. I know because he said he would, and he doesn't lie. I know that, and you know that. And folks, you know this program has been going on the radio a long time, and only because you're out there am I here. We could not last a month without your help. Now, I'm not begging for help tonight. I just want to let you know, we wouldn't last a month without your help. And I'm so honored, privileged to be here as a minister and a servant, first of all to our Father and our Savior. But you folks, don't ever think that Butch Paul, an old hillbilly down the holler in West Virginia, is anything special. I'm not. I'm just a servant. I'm a 76-year-old, a little bit physically tired sometimes, man. But I'm just a man. That's all that I am. I make many, 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 many mistakes. My flesh leads me in the wrong direction more of the times than I can count. And I pray my Father will take that desire out of me and give me the desire of his Son. But I want to thank you all for standing with us for so long. And I just am so honored that tomorrow I'll be in office and some of y'all will be able to call in and say hi to us. And I do regret sometimes to get busy and can't talk very long, but I just love to hear your voices. Some of the ones you used to call us all the time, no longer there. I mean, I miss talking to Mick. I do. And Gary in Indiana and others I can mention that I don't want to get on because I don't remember all the names. I mean, there's so many out there that used to call in and talk to us all the time. They're no longer with us. They passed on. Went on be with the Lord. We're family. We miss them. But I want to thank all of you for being there with us, like I said, and hope tomorrow get to talk to you in the office a little bit. I love you with all my heart. I hope to see you in church Saturday, Lord willing. God bless. Good night.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.